The following is a preview of the Crusade Channel's Mike Church Show.
It was said shortly after Columbine that, well, how is it that their parents didn't know? Do you remember this? How is it that the parents did not know what was going on? Why didn't they stop it? Why didn't they intervene? There was talk that there was going to be a civil... Remember, there was going to be a civil lawsuit. They were going to sue. Because those parents should have been there. Okay, those parents should have been there to do what, precisely? Stop those boys from what it was they were conspiring to do, which began by their conspiring and by their sneaking around behind their parents' backs, practicing witchcraft, dabbling in Satanism and what have you. And so when the massacre occurs, they say, those parents, they are not responsible. They should have intervened. What's my point? This has happened with other teenage murderers, who go into schools and shoot them up. And it's always point the finger at the parents. It's the parents' fault. Okay, so have we thrown that out the window now? So I don't want to hear anyone complaining next time some maniacal, demonically inspired child, 15, 16-year-old, marches into a school and mows down, heaven forfend, I should give you a number, I don't know, however many innocent children attending class that day. I don't want to hear anyone going, the parent should have intervened. Why should the parents intervene? They don't have the right to intervene. If a parent doesn't have the right to intervene to tell a child that, hey, I am not going to let you mutilate your body. Now, I want you to compare something here, too. Another comparison. I've given this one often, but it helps to refresh it every now and then. How many of you know the names Roger Clemens, Rafael Palmero, Barry Bonds? Who am I leaving out? Mark McGuire, Sammy Sosa, better turn, play. Those are all baseball. It's not even baseball season. Why do I bring those names up? Well, they were all suspected. Well, hey, Lance Armstrong. Here, how many Tour de France titles does Lance Armstrong currently hold? Your time starts now, Roger. Best of luck. Anybody? How many titles does Lance Armstrong currently hold? All right. You know the answer to that, don't you?
0.0.
Hagong, he got none. Why? Why doesn't he have any titles? Turn play. He was a doper. Okay. Here's a question. What was he doping on? What was he doping on? What did he shoot himself up with? Oh, human growth hormone. Yeah, we can deal with that one. What else did he shoot himself up with? Anabolic male steroids. Now, why is that a concern for the International Cyclist Association or whoever the hell manages or administers professional cycling? All he's doing is doing what teenagers are now being told that they should have a constitutional right to do. Yeah, that's right. 14-year-olds, 13-year-olds, 9-year-olds are being given the same or very similar anabolic steroids. Little girls, to stop them from having their first period, growing pubic hair in the wrong place, growing breasts, and entering into woman and transitioning through puberty. What an irony that the drugs are being administered.
To listen to this entire amazing original presentation of the Crusade Channel commercial-free, purchase a Founders Pass membership for as little as 26 cents per day at crusadechannel.com. Failure to do so ensures the demise of the free world, the likelihood of Jeff Bezos selling you Soylent Green, and the financial security of the liberal media you claim to despise.
Really?
Yes, really.
So, what are you waiting for? Bernie Sanders to actually get elected? Go to CrusadeChannel.com, click the Join button, and buy yourself a Founders Pass membership. Log into the site, download the complete version of this show, and then, how does the judge say it?
How about a fresca?
Enjoy your fresca. Having saved the free world and proved you actually do despise the liberal media and are now part of a real crusade. The Crusade Channel. King Size Truth. From radio-sized speakers.